Next item, request to postpone February 2019 public hearing on towing fish until the March meeting of the commission. Mr. Gillingham.
Commissioner and associate commissioners, good afternoon. I hope you had a moment to step outside. This is a beautiful place, and this is probably one of the nicest days we've had.
Since we're hoping for that real fast.
I'm with you. Trust me. That's the thing. You got me.
Good job, Lewis. Thank you.
We rehearsed that, right? Come on, open up, Buttercup. There it is. Okay. Yes, this is a request for a postponement of today's public hearing. The request to postpone the February public hearing for the day, FORVAC 20-740-10, on the advice of the Regulatory Review Committee. Say they were on the top of their game February 7th when they met. Members of the Regulatory Review Committee, Deputy Commissioner Bowen and Captain Green, both proposed to extend the scope of the prohibition of towing to any fish with an established possession limit. The rationale is the inclusion of all species of regulated fish with a possession limit will assist in curtailing the practice of high grading, which is substituting a larger fish for a smaller fish already in your possession. Background. The Regulatory Review Panel was established in 2009 by Commissioner Bowman on his first tour of duty here. The panel generally meets 4 days prior to filing of the official public hearing regulations that are due 15 days prior to the commission meeting. The postponement will allow staff to re-advertise FORVAC 20-740-10 with a broader scope recommended by the review committee. Staff believes a one-month delay will have no impact as striped bass season closed on December 31st and cobia season is currently slated to open June 1st. If approved, the public hearing will be re-advertised and scheduled for a public hearing March 26th. Last night, FMAC met. They seemed okay with the delay, and they continue uniformly to support the idea of eliminating the towing of fish. We did have one member of the public, Captain Mike Avery, who's also chairman of the Virginia Saltwater Sport Fishing Association, gave us results of his preliminary studies being conducting on his on a public. Whether the public supports or does not support elimination of the towing of striped bass and cobia, which is the way it was initially advertised, and 76% of the 206 people that have replied so far are in favor of eliminating that. So I'm sure he'll be here at the public hearing next month and give you an update on that. I got to keep my hand off of this thing. It's dangerous. Staff recommendation, re-advertise FORVAC 20-740-10 for a March public hearing such that towing a fish means securing to any harvested and possessed fin fish species regulated by a possession limit that has been placed in the water when the engine of the vessel is running and in gear. Additionally, it will be unlawful for any person to tow any species of fin fish regulated by a possession limit.
Any questions by members of the commission? Dr. Neal?
Yes. I understand law enforcement's desire to go to all species. All right, but we catch small bluefish, bridle them up, patrol them. We catch king mackerel. You can do the same thing with Spanish mackerel. Those are species that are regulated, and so would be slow trolling a live bluefish be considered towing?
Thankfully, I'm not law enforcement.
Okay. So I guess my statement with that is that fish are used for bait.
Right. Live fish, and
live fish are used for bait, and we do slow troll live fish. And so between now and next month, that should be thought about. Okay.
And in fact, FMAC at their January meeting brought up several exceptions, and I know of another one, a big tuna that two guys in a smaller private boat could not get in the boat. They lashed it to the side and essentially towed it. Had one angler say, well, you know, we tow a shark to kill it. Or another angler said, well, we actually tow a red drum with one of those release clips in its mouth to try to resuscitate him in a better manner. So, I mean, there are those types of exemption situations that I'm hoping the public will be here and we'll talk about. And FMAC will meet again before this public hearing, and we could perhaps hear something at that time.
I think, if I may, part of the concern there is most but not all species that have a possession limit have a legal minimum size limit as well. So it could be that that's added to this situation, that you may not tow any fish that are covered by a possession limit as long as they are a minimum legal size, so that your bait fish would be less than the legal minimum size in most cases. In most cases, yeah.
So then the exception is management.
So we can't get it all, yeah. Probably, but if that would help, you know, that's something.
That would take care of the bluefish, but yeah. The Spanish would still, yeah. You know, 14-inch Spanish, a big king loves eating them things.
Right. Well, I'm pleased to say that the law enforcement division we have here are pretty professional,
yes.
Very professional, and exercise very good discretion. So I think we probably can work that out and into the program by virtue of Colonel Waterman and
That's my only point. That should be thought of, about.
And that's what the public hearing's about. That's one of the things.
As a former law enforcement officer, they know what kind of summonses to write and what not to write. And definitely what not to write.
Yeah, I've been very impressed with you, Marcy. I've been your law enforcement office. I've been very well acquainted with in this month.
Something you need to tip. Never mind.
He meant that in a good way.
I know. What's the pleasure of the commission?
To approve staff's request to delay this hearing for a month.
Second.
Motion made by Dr. Neal, seconded by Mr. Miner. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Lewis.